This is KCUR 89.3. Protesters have taken to the streets in many cities following the election of Donald Trump, including a peaceful demonstration Saturday in downtown Kansas City. But there was another one in the metro this past weekend that you probably didn't hear about, because it was done in secret. KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports.
Did you hear this part of Hillary Clinton's concession speech last week, thanking the millions of people
who knocked on doors, talked to neighbors, posted on Facebook, even in secret private Facebook?
Clinton was referring to the Pantsuit Nation, a secret Facebook group of more than 3.5 million people, mostly women. Leading up to Tuesday, its members were hopeful, sharing stories about female empowerment. Then came Election Day, and, well, you know how that turned out.
I feel like somebody had died. Not just like somebody had died, but somebody was going to just keep dying every day.
Jordan is a psychology professor and mother of two. She doesn't want her last name used for reasons I'll go into in just a little bit. On Election Day, Jordan voted for Clinton, visited the grave of a local suffragette, and danced with her mom to Nick Lowe's I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass. But that sense of euphoria faded as returns came in.
5 a.m. on Wednesday, November 9th.
You had stayed up all night and you had to do something.
I had to do something.
That's when Jordan built a Kansas City version of the Pantsuit Nation on Facebook. Saturday morning, here in an area of the country that went heavily to Trump, people gathered in a metro area church in what they hope will be the first of many meetings of Pantsuit Nation, Kansas City.
We are here not because we support one candidate, but because we support Love is Love and Black Lives Matter. Climate change is real. Women's rights are human rights.
People filled the seats, stood three deep in the back, the crowd spilling out into a hallway. My conservative count was 350. There were tears, hugs, kids running around. Organizers who had planned the event at a coffee house moved it to the church as RSVPs piled up.
I am floored that there are so many women here and men and people joining together.
Susie B., as in Susan B. Anthony. Still, even as they passed out safety pins, which have become symbols of solidarity with groups that have felt targeted by Trump's campaign, and even as they were told the church was a safe space, and even though social media brought them together, they were asked to keep their meeting's location to themselves.
We've had several people that requested we not check into this church because they are afraid. And so if we could refrain from our checking in on Facebook to our public places.
That same anxiety is why Jordan, the psychology professor and mother of two, requested that I use just her first name. It's also why I haven't told you the specific church where this group met. Many women here told me they're afraid of what Trump supporters have reportedly done since the election, and they're concerned for their friends and family.
I don't want them to not have insurance, to be afraid to go out in public, to be afraid to wear, to have their Hillary bumper sticker on their car, to have to go back into the Democratic closet.
Shannon Mulliken, a social worker from Shawnee, was the only person who allowed me to use her first and last name.
Okay, listen up. Your choices are North Overland Park, Leawood, Mission, Miriam.
Organizers broke the crowd up into smaller geographic groups and said they wanted to gather data on just what action to take. Jordan says she'd like to take a page from the Tea Party playbook after President Obama was elected.
They organized, they got people elected. So I said to our group that I kind of visualize it as like the Tea Party on fairy dust.
Can we get some volume?
After a couple hours, the crowd marched out of the church together, clapping to a song about changing the world, and walked out into the sunshine. What comes next is anybody's guess, but for many of these women, they got something they hadn't had in days. Hope. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.